You must be my new tutor. You look like you'd be a tutor. I can't explain it. Some kind of wisdom behind the eyes. So what'd you do to get burdened with the task of tutoring me? You volunteered. Really? Well, thank you for taking one for the team. I'm kind of a lost cause. I have you in homeroom, don't I? Right, and English. Your name is, starts with a... Right. Well, I don't know about you, but I am ready to dive into these books. I didn't bring my textbooks. Well, I just figured you'd bring yours. And it looks like you did. Always one step ahead. I knew I could count on you, Teach. What subject do I need the most help in? All of the above. I'll take any help I can get, my friend. Yeah, well, I've kind of hit rock bottom here. My absences have been piling up, and Principal Hawthorne said that if my grades don't improve, I may not graduate. So, basically, you're my only hope. No pressure. Let's start with Shakespeare, my favorite playwright I've read. And the only playwright I've read. So, what chapter are we on? Sorry, what act are we on? Look at that, I'm already learning. Okay, Act 2. There we go, Act 2. Okay, you can start reading now. What, I have to read it? I thought that you would. 'Cause you're the tutor. Okay, okay. Understood. Enter Montano and two gentlemen. Montano, what from the Cape can you discern at sea? First gentleman, nothing at all. It is a high-wrought flood. I cannot, twixt the heaven and the main, descry a sail. What the hell does that mean? Translate, please. Okay, okay. Slow down. You're losing me. Actually, you lost me at twixt the heaven. Is this even in English? Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 8 years old? Okay. Okay, new plan. Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5? Okay. So, are you not getting paid for this? That sucks. Then why are you doing it? To put on a resume or whatever? I am focused. Just not on Shakespeare. Why don't you tell me about yourself? Well, considering up until a moment ago I thought Othello was pronounced Othello, I figure we're going to be spending a lot of time together. And since we're going to be spending a lot of time together, I should probably get to know you. Humor me. Tell me about yourself. Okay, well, I know that. Come on. What kind of music do you like? Okay, I thought you might say that. I don't know, just something about you, I guess. Yeah, exactly. something in the eyes. All right, I'm focusing, I'm focusing. I am a camera. Thy honesty and love doth mince this matter. That doesn't even make any sense. How many more pages of this act? Are you kidding me? This sucks. Here's an idea. How about we drop the textbook and get the hell out of here? Why don't you want to leave with me? I see. So you told Principal Hawthorne you'd tutor me and you want to keep your word. I get it. You're very eager to get back to Shakespeare, aren't you? But there's like 30 pages. This is gonna take forever. Okay, wait. Before we start, have you ever heard of Spark Notes? It'll save us so much time. It gives summaries of everything. We wouldn't even have to open the textbook. We could skip reading all the art thou hath thee nonsense. See, look at this. I'm pulling it up on my phone. Okay, but check this out. Look how straight to the point this is. A short and concise summary of Act 2 right there in front of you. Right at your fingertips. Isn't this tempting? It's only like 3 paragraphs. My mom's text messages are longer than this. Okay, fine, whatever. You may proceed to explain to me the involuntary nature of love. Yeah, I'm listening. Okay, whoa. Stop talking. You see this? Do you know what this is? It is the key to the principal's office. I pocketed it during third period. Well, I happen to know that Principal Hawthorne is currently at a faculty meeting. Do you get what I'm saying, or should I keep wiggling my eyebrows at you? You're telling me you'd rather sit here in the school library than go snooping around the principal's office. Why, are you afraid to ruin your squeaky clean record? Hey, we're not gonna get caught. I have a whole list of fake excuses stored away in my brain that will get us out of any given situation. Oh, come on. You're gonna play goody two-shoes with me right now? Can't we just cut to the part where you reluctantly agree? Because I know how this goes. I say, let's leave. You say, no. I say, don't you want to have fun for once? You say, getting in trouble isn't my idea of fun. And I say, you're only in trouble if you get caught. And then I take your hand like this, and you follow. See, I just saved us like 10 whole minutes of bickering. Now come on, let's go. Have you ever been inside the principal's office? Well, there's a first time for everything. I think I'm in the principal's office more often than I'm in class. It's a miracle I haven't been suspended yet. I think it's because the staff like having me around. Gives them a job to do. You like having me around, right? Admit it, you'd be bored without me. What are we planning on doing in the principal's office? I was thinking we could graffiti the walls. I'm joking. I don't know, we'll figure it out when we get there. Things are so much more fun when you don't have a plan. You'll see. Ah, here we are. Showtime. Okay, let's go. Welcome to my home away from home. Let's see if we can find anything scandalous in his desk. Okay, fine. You can just stand there and watch. I guess it's good to have someone standing guard. You and I make a good team. You're quiet. I'm disruptive. You're wise. I'm lacking in common intellect. You're obedient. I'm unobedient. Disobedient. Right. See, this is exactly my point. Who needs 5 staplers? Nothing. Just a bunch of boring files and a picture of his ex-wife. Why'd you agree to tutor me? I mean, you're not getting anything out of it. Except my company, but that's not really worth much. So why'd you do it? A little tongue-tied, are we? Oh shit, someone's walking by. Come over here. Behind the desk, hurry. Coast is clear. Okay, this thing was a bust. There's nothing incriminating in any of these drawers. Yeah, we can leave now. I know you've been dying to hear those words. Well, wasn't that exciting? Say it was exciting. I wholeheartedly agree. So, same time next week?